always online.
Have you had your wassail and your figgy pudding yet? If not, don't worry, you're not alone. I don't think I've ever had either of those in my entire life. Anyhow, EPP 70 is coming out. If you need a little break from all the hustle and the bustle and every other Christmas cliche I can possibly think of, then you will enjoy this week's EPP bonus episode. Number 7070 is what we are up to. If you want to hear it, become an EPP. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. Click Become an EPP and you will get it. Here is a free sample of what you will hear this week. I'd like to share a memory from my childhood that still haunts me to this day, Leo writes. The year was 1995 and I was 10 years old. My family and I were living in our first home in the far northern suburbs of Chicago near Wisconsin. My neighbor was a large, heavyset woman with cotton bowl hair. She'd frequently sit on her porch on hot days in order to cool off and hang out, I suppose, and drink her iced tea. She's a pretty cranky person, and we'd always overhear her yelling at her son. My family knew she was pretty miserable, but still helped her out from time to time to be neighborly. We also felt deep down inside she had a good heart. My brothers and I used to play baseball in our front yard to pass the time every summer. One day, my older brother came into the house crying and very upset. He exclaimed that she wouldn't let him grab his baseball after it rolled into her yard. My mom was furious and dramatically uttered, "She's old and she'll die soon." Not even a week passed when I came home from school one day and my mom had a very sad expression on her face. She told me that her neighbor passed away in her sleep, apparently choking on her own vomit. Quite gruesome. I remember an ambulance having to tear down a wall to her home because they couldn't get her large body out. Picture the mom from the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Flash forward a couple weeks, I'm in bed ready to drift off to sleep. My eyes are distracted by the tree outside my window casting an eerie silhouette on my wall. It's a rectangular outline of a chimney on my bedroom wall, from where the chimney downstairs ran through. The tree outside my window is casting shadows of its branches on the chimney outline. There's something weird about that. This really caught my attention. Something didn't feel right. As I stared and stared at that branch in the shadows, I felt as though they kind of looked like hands. I was horrified and confused when all these branches suddenly began to fuse together into a large dark mass, blacker than the blackness in my dark room, and seemed to envelop the area of the room. I noticed the mass begin to take the form of a large person. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. Its mass formed black as night and then started to head into my direction. My room was dark, but still the shadow person mass was darker and I could see its silhouette outline as it got closer. It approached my bed as I lay there in terror, almost frozen. It then put its hands on my shoulder aggressively, almost like a punch. And I snapped out of it and let out the loudest scream I had ever screamed before. Yeah, kind of creepy, wouldn't you say? If you want to hear what the conclusion of that story is and what happens beyond all that, become an EPP, realghoststoriesonline.com. In addition to that story in this week's episode, we'll hear the story of a listener as they share the mother of all haunted assisted living stories. You know, those can be very freaky. Plus, a family finds their resident ghost is quite smitten with mom. And we hear a story from a former law enforcement officer about what he saw on duty one night. I guess you could say it was one of his more active evenings. And it wasn't necessarily with a criminal, per se, if you will. It's a good one. Don't miss it. EPP 70. When you sign up, you get access to this episode, number 70, and plus all of the previous ones as well, and exclusive video content. Seeing Ghosts, episode 1 and episode 2 up there for you. Other exclusive video content as well, including our special documentary where we go and explore a haunted airport called Seeing Ghosts. So lots of bonuses for you. It's only $5 a month. Use some of that Christmas money, if you will, or sign up for a full year and get 1 month absolutely free. Become an EPP, keep our show on the air, and spread yourself some holiday cheer in the form of ghost stories when you become an EPP at realghoststoriesonline.com. And thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy the ghosts.